Good morning. Thanks for joining or rejoining me on hour two of the Mega Ellefson Show. Delighted to have you tuning in. If you've ever missed any, I can't imagine why you would. If you've ever missed any of the conversations during the course of the 4.5 hours of Programming Gold, you can go out to WSAU.com. And everything is podcasted there for your listening enjoyment. Speaking of listening enjoyment, I am so very happy to have for the first time on the show Milwaukee County Chair of the Republican Party, Hilario De Leon. Did I do well?
You did great. You did great.
Okay, good. And you know, I was thinking, I was trying to remember when I was doing show prep for our conversation yesterday, I was thinking, you know, I think you and I at least shook hands at some point, maybe at convention. Maybe it was last year even.
We did meet each other at La Crosse and at the convention. I believe we were talking with one of our mutual friends, Ed Delgado, or
yes.
Will Martin.
Yep. Oh, and we've already discovered that you and I have this mutual admiration for both Ed and Will. Those are guys are they're dedicated to positive. Well, a positive way to move the Republican Party forward.
Amen. And I think that's exactly why, you know, I look up to those guys. We're trying to do and model their exact way of trying to look at the movement here in Milwaukee, having that positive outcome in the community and within the party itself.
Well, and I will say this, is that you look up to those guys. I look up to someone like you who, and I was sharing this with you off air, is that, I mean, here I am sitting in really nicely red Marathon County and with, well, I can always find something to complain about it within our county, but then to look at Milwaukee County and be actually encouraged and heartened that you are working so hard to do everything you can to turn out as many Republican votes in very blue Milwaukee County.
It is, we're in the belly of the beast. It is not an easy job, but we have to do it. If we want to win in November, we got to do everything in our power here in Milwaukee to increase our voter percentage to help the rest of the state get us across the finish line.
So, Hilario, you can share as little or as a lot as you want about you and your personal story, how you got involved in the Republican Party, and I would say, too, I mean, I'm not surprised, but what propelled you to the chair of the Milwaukee County Republican Party?
I'll try and sum it up as best as I can and as short as I can.
Take your time. I've got all morning.
I have not had any family in politics. I was not connected to anyone. I did not have money to that would propel me into that kind of position. I kind of came onto it in my own. Starting at a very young age, I discovered these old Civil War books in my room that my mom must have had saved for me so that when I grow up, I could get more interested in learning history, which is one of my favorite passions. So reading through that history book, I think I was in first grade. I started to be introduced to the Republican Party back in the 1800s, you know, being founded here in Ripon, Wisconsin, 1854, what Abraham Lincoln did during the American Civil War. It was a very tough time, probably one of the most darkest times for our nation. But we fought a war against ourselves to try and free our fellow man, which the Republicans were fighting tirelessly to help free those fellow citizens now that we have. So being adopted, my sister's African-American, I'm part Hispanic. It's truly the American dream in my family, you know, coming together. And that history is what kind of slowly influenced me into becoming a Republican. Fast forward to 2016, President Trump was just announcing. I remember watching live. He came down the escalator. I was already watching because Scott Walker was in the race, and it was already paying more closely attention around that age. I watched the whole speech that President Trump gave as a candidate at that point. And after his speech, I said that man was going to be the next president of the United States. I went to a small school of 200 kids, mostly Hispanic school, Cristo Rey Jesuit High School. I was part of the founding class, and I was the only Republican in the entire school.
Wow.
And I was treated horribly.
Wow.
So,
well, keep talking about that. I mean, I'm curious about that. A private school, right?
Yes.
Interesting. Private Christian school, correct?
Correct.
So were you treated poorly by your classmates or by teachers or both?
All of them.
Wow.
All of them.
Wow.
I even had the priest pull me aside and say, how could you support a man like Donald Trump?
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
That's really something. I mean, frankly, it's extremely disappointing. And I mean, I guess that says a lot about you, that you prevailed through it. Because, I mean, someone who's young that is under attack, often, you know, it's just easier to just say, oh, forget it. You know, I'm just going to get out of this because I don't want to have to deal with the aggravation. Trust me, even when you're not young like me, you think that. But I mean, we prevail. And I think it's because, you know, I don't know, there's just like a fire in those of us who are involved in the conservative movement that keeps us going. And I honestly think, you know, for whatever it's worth, Hilario, I think that it's really good to have each other to bounce off these, well, whatever circumstances, troubling circumstances you encounter. And, you know, we'll get to originally the reason why I reached out to you. But as long as we're kind of on the topic of, frustrations when it comes to being involved in the conservative movement, and in your case, you had frustrations with the opposing side, which, you know, I guess we all come to expect. But I think, too, you expressed to me, and you know, again, you can share as little or as much as you want about this, but you experienced some frustration even within your congressional district.
No, definitely. Not just the congressional district, but also the county party. I think many people that get involved, kind of, and from my perspective, you know, looking to try and do good, try to move the party in the right direction, grow it, you know, be the party of the Big Tent. And we get involved, but we get discouraged because there's so many people that are already involved that are trying to stop whatever growth or any accomplishments that we're trying to make, increasing our voter percentage, or trying to, you know, take whatever credit that they feel that they deserve so they can boost their ego, give them 20, 30, 40 more titles than they already have, just so that they can get on stage, you know, get an award, be able to rub shoulders with politicians, or just get their picture with, you know, someone like President Trump. It's very disappointing to see people that are Republicans who are supposed to be upholding the very idea of what a Republican is supposed to be. A Republican is someone who stands up for the basic principles of a republic. How does a republic function? Well, a republic fails when its people become complacent and not involved with the system. And that's the problem that we're having right now. Unfortunately, people are not involved. People are discouraged. They feel that their vote doesn't count. They feel that both parties are corrupt. And they feel that their voice is never going to be heard, no matter where they go, whether it's the Republican Party, Democrat Party. That's why a lot of people don't vote. I keep finding that more and more with people even my age demographic. They say, what's the point of even voting if these people that have been here forever, part of the machine, aren't going to let us grow or have new ideas or challenge any little thing that we're trying to get done. So it is very frustrating. And I'm not here to try and be part of that machine. I'm here to break that machine. I'm here to give people a voice. I'm here to let people have a seat at the table. That's why I'm very proud of the outreach that we are doing within the community here in Milwaukee, within the African-American community, within the Hispanic community, even the Muslim community. I've sat down with the leaders of the Muslim community, and they've expressed frustration with the Democrat Party. This is a unique opportunity for Republicans to come together, sit down with these individuals, present what we stand for, especially on the ticket that President Trump is going to be running on, and say, join us. let's return to common sense, because common sense is being thrown out the window and beaten with a baseball bat by the Biden administration. And it's very unfortunate.
Well, to quote President Trump, when he, I don't think it was, it may have been shortly after he came down that escalator on 2016, but he was speaking with the non-white communities and said, what the hell do you have to lose by supporting me? And I would agree that this is so, again, this is so encouraging and so refreshing to hear from you, Hilario, that you are I guess, going beyond what was done in the past. And I think that's, I think that's perhaps the struggle with, you know, anyone that maybe is new or newer to the Republican Party. And, you know, I don't even know if I want to say new, but just is bringing new ideas, because you don't have to be new to the party to bring new ideas. But, I mean, we can either repeat the same behaviors expecting different results, or we can try something different, and we can try, as you are doing, outreach. And I mean, I don't want to mimic the policies of those on the left, but we should be. If you can't, you know, I always like to say, if you can't beat them, join them. But we have to look at some of their effective tactics, effective legal tactics, and also do the perform that, so that we are able to extend an outreach to those and give them an idea of who Republicans really are and what we really represent. I'm grateful that you're willing to do that, because that's, I mean, every single vote down in Milwaukee counts, and every single Republican vote, that is. and so we have to be willing to, I guess, step outside your comfort zone, or, you know, look outside of what was always done in the past and try something different.
The biggest problem that the party has is that there are people who mistake activity for accomplishment. Mm-hmm. They think just being active within their little circles, going to the same dinners over and over again, is what's going to help us win. But it's not. It drives me nuts when I see this stuff go on here in Milwaukee. There are people that are trying to, you know, do little pints in politics or these big dinners. They say it helps raise money. But at the end of the day, the well is dry. There's so many people out here that are being left behind, and we are not doing the outreach that we need to get them. And we are standing up for different principles and policies, such as election integrity, to try and bring those people back into the fold and get them involved with the process.
Well, and I would say, too, and this is why I invite leaders from the different Republican county parties on my show, is that, I mean, we should be sharing best practices. And, hey, this is working in your community, or this, or perhaps even just observing what, you know, what efforts you are doing will inspire someone to do something in their community. You know, obviously, Milwaukee County and Marathon County are completely different counties, I mean, different makeup, but it's still, we can be inspired by actions that are maybe not necessarily conventional when it comes to, you know, you talk about dinners, and you know, the Lincoln Day dinners, and I get it. It's a traditional thing that the Republican Party, the county parties do, but, you know, I also, and I don't mean to brag, I'm not bragging about this at all. I actually started with a group of friends, an organization up here called Get Involved Wisconsin, and it was in part in response to frustrations I had with our own county party and how I wanted to encourage people to be paying attention to what their local elected leaders do, because that is where we have the most influence, the most power is at the local level. And we did our share of different events, and, you know, and I would say we've had rallies, and we've had educational events, and we've had candidate events, etc. But what I am looking at in 2024 and beyond is the bottom line. How does this advance the conservative cause? Any event that we hold, any action that we take, it has to have some sort of measurable success. Otherwise, it's just, frankly, no one has extra time to waste on it, you know, planning, let alone attending an event that really has no other purpose other than to just, I don't know, pat people's back, pat yourself on the back, or a rah-rah event, although, you know, it's nice to have that. We have to have measurable successes. And how many votes, how many new votes are we getting? And I say Republican votes are we getting with our events, as opposed to, you know, a feel-good event, which I don't believe we can afford to have any longer.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that I'm looking at here in Milwaukee. And that's why we've put together, myself and a few others, an initiative that I'm proud to share with your listeners on the show. And I hope that they would also adopt the same idea in their counties across the state. Wisconsin has a turnout problem for Republicans, especially in Milwaukee County. How do we fix that problem? We do it by instituting and putting forth an initiative called Operation Connecting Milwaukee. So that operation is an initiative of taking the concept of having 10 people, for example, trying to reach 1,000 people, and then changing it to 1,000 people just trying to reach 10 people. These 10 people, for example, 10 to 15 people, are low propensity, apathetic voters that never turn out or only show up every 4 years. They don't go to every single election. They may be busy with their lives. They're busy with work. They're just trying to pay bills because of Bidenomics. Most people have to work almost two jobs just to provide food on the table, pay their Wii Energy bills, pay a Spectrum bill or whatever internet bill they have, rent, you name it. So they're less likely to be very concerned about what's going on in the country in terms of who's running for office, because they're so focused on trying to get by and survive. So we have to get neighbors connecting with neighbors to encourage them to get out and vote. We have the data. We know where these people are. And it literally creates a profile for these individuals for us to go and get neighbors just becoming the CEO of their neighborhood or their precinct captain system, where they can go and their focus is just getting those 10 to 15 people in their area to turn out and vote. Imagine if we had thousands of people doing that across the entire county in Milwaukee County. Plus with our initiative of going to events like Juneteenth, Cinco de Mayo, Mexican Fiesta, Italian Fiesta, all these different community events that we need to be at, that we should be at, because we are part of the community. We should not cut ourselves off. We have to continue to show up, which we have been doing under my administration.
Hilario, I am so grateful for all your efforts and these ideas that you are implementing in Milwaukee County, because I would say it's inspiration for everyone in every county in the state, every Republican in the county in the state to want to also inspire others to get, well, not just get involved, but to get them to vote. And when you look at low propensity voters, I mean, this is the way that we're going to get our Republican candidates over the finish line. So before we run out of time, which we are very quickly doing, Hilario, I wanted to give you an opportunity quickly to talk about the election integrity complaint that you filed against the Wisconsin Elections Commission, or filed with the Wisconsin Elections Commission regarding Milwaukee County, voting, I don't know if irregularities is the right word, but voting concerns about how they prevented or shut out election poll workers, Republican election poll workers, from participating on Election Day.
So I can't give too much details on the whole issue because it's still ongoing.
Okay.
But the reasoning why we filed the complaint or signed on to the complaint as a plaintiff is because our county, our volunteers, worked very tirelessly on recruiting well over 500 poll workers for an entire county. Well, in the city of Milwaukee, there was well over 215 or more people that were signed up to be poll workers. Well, when it came to actually getting contacted by the city of Milwaukee or the election commission there in Milwaukee to get them signed up, trained, and ready to go for the election so that they can work, The Democrats had around 200 and something people all signed up, ready to go, trained. And out of our 200 something people, they only had 49.
Wow.
To me, that's a huge problem. Now, they're going to claim that they reached out to these people, and I think they're already doing that right now. But it looks, I look at it as a bigger picture. This is a bigger problem that the City of Milwaukee Election Commission has to look itself in the face and say, okay, are we doing well enough to get both sides 100% on board, or are we focusing on one side or the other? I don't know what it's going to look at like right after or right now at this point, but the state party and the RNC are working on trying to get this situation taken care of. So we are watching it very closely, but I am letting people know I am proud of the efforts that we made in this county and setting a record on recruiting well over 500 poll workers for our county.
Well, and I'll just say, Hilario, that it's forcing those that are responsible for the administration of elections in Milwaukee to be held accountable for their actions. And at least they are now you are living rent-free in their heads. And that's ultimately the first step in ensuring that Republicans are treated with fairness and respect and with regard to this issue. So, well, I know you'll keep me posted about this particular complaint. And, I presume obviously RPW and the RNC will also be following through with this. And keep up the great work. I wanted to encourage you. I am so very grateful for all that you're doing. And you're an inspiration to those of us up here that you're willing to stick it out in very blue Milwaukee. And I would, I predict that we will have more Republican votes than we've ever had in our state's history in Milwaukee as a result of your efforts. So thank you for that.
I appreciate that, Megan. We're going to do everything we can to not let the rest of the state down. Our movement is like George Washington and the Continental Army crossing the Delaware River. We're all in different boats, but we're going to the same place. Unfortunately, some people's boats only have one oar in the water, but those people are not going to hold us back. We're going to keep moving forward.
Operation Connecting Milwaukee, Chairman of the Milwaukee County Republican Party, Hilario De Leon. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it. Please stay in touch and look forward to having you back anytime.
I promise to do so. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Going to the 930 News, followed by your calls on the other side, 715-845-2155 on the Meg Ellison Show on WSAU.